Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Beis of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics that we learned about include the second source that regarding Kedushim Karbanos, Shluchas Shalom Kemaisai, the owner can appoint the Shliach to perform Shchita. The source for Zachan La'adam Shalei Befanov, if it's a schus, an advantage to the recipient, a person automatically becomes a Shliach, even without the recipient's knowledge, or if it was for a cotton. The Machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the case of Shum Hadayonin, Shepichus Ushtus Oy Haysif Ushtus. Bezdin sold a Baal Chayv's assets to pay off his debts, and the judges erred in their evaluation, and the assets were undersold or oversold by 1/6 of their market value. The Machlokes is in the principle of Imkein Ma Koyach Bezdin Yafa, whether in some cases we do not reverse a ruling of Bezdin so that we do not undermine their authority. The concept of Ein Shliach Ad Va'Avera. One is not liable for transgression through a shliach, because divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaimim. The shliach must listen to the master, to Hashem, and refrain from doing the avera, rather than listen to his subject, the mishaleach, who asked him to do the avera. Three exceptions in which yesh shliach l'dva avera, one is liable for an avera through a shliach. Mehila, if a person appointed a shliach to purchase an item with money belonging to Hekdash, and the shliach did fulfill his task, the mishaleach only is liable for the issa mehila, but not the shliach. Shlich is yad. If a shomer, a guardian for someone else's item, told his servant or shliach to handle the item, he is chayev for damages, but not the shliach. Tevicha u'mechira. If a person stole someone else's animal, and he then told a shliach to slaughter the animal, only the ganav is chayev to pay the owner 4 or 5 times the animal's value to compensate for the gneva and tevicha, but not the shliach.